Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. It has come to my attention that Morning Glory Zell Ravenheart, the wife of the wizard Oberon Zell Ravenheart, has been hospitalized, and Oberon and Morning Glory have put in a request for prayers. So I'd like to pause for a moment of silence with three chimes, actually, not silence. And he even said to specifically focus on her having an increased appetite and being able to eat, because that would help greatly in her recovery. So we will now pause for three chimes for Morning Glory Zell Ravenheart. May she regain her appetite. Welcome to Spiritual Insight with your host, Aaron Bouquer. I'm Daniel Michael, and we will be back in just a moment with your host, Aaron Bouquer. Tonight, we are discussing love and relationships. Relationships when they're at, I guess, that fun time at the beginning. As there's been a year of so many endings, perhaps talking about beginnings could be nice. So join us in our circle. With your host, Darren Bouquer. I'm Daniel Michael, and I'm the founder co-creator of the Main Street Universe Radio Network, along with my former co-host and friend, Mr. Kevin Baird. I want to remind everybody that Main Street Universe is, in fact, a network of six shows currently, and perhaps a few more to come. This one right here, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday, Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Bouquer. Darren's a reader at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in the magical city of New Orleans. Darren often discusses issues as well as taking calls for tarot reading. He's also a very good palm reader, but that doesn't really translate to radio so well. Even though we've thought of maybe having people take pictures of their palms and send them, we're not exactly sure yet. As we await Darren to arrive, I'll continue with the list. On Mondays, my good friend Mr. Kevin Baird with his show Walking on the Sidewalk, A Horizon Oracle's Journey. And Kevin is the creator of the Horizon Oracle deck, and these are a series of 111 images that came to him after being a tarot reader for years and after coming from a family that I believe his grandmother was a tarot reader and his grandfather did dowsing and, you know, trying to find water and other things. And Kevin can be found at www.templeofgaia.com. He's an artist as well, and I have one of his artworks hanging on my wall here behind me. Quite nice. calls them frozen smoke. The vine has an interesting shape to it because the top of the head of it looks a little like a luck dragon. And then it looks like these other sort of creatures all around it, a little bay and things like that. What it is, it's an image that's like cloud staring. It's not a direct sort of painting. It's sort of, things are splattered onto it, and it's like staring at clouds. It's black and white. And it's really quite interesting when you get back and try to sort of make the shapes out. Anyway, he can be found at www.templeofgaia.com. And then on Tuesdays at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, we have Miss Susan V. She's an herbal medicine expert. She discusses women health issues and psychology of healing. She's quite good at what she's done. She's been around for a while. She's fairly well known. We're really glad to have her here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network. Her show is a half hour, so it's just a whole bunch of information just bam, packed into a half hour. It's a little class, really. It's a little herbal medicine class. We've been discussing evergreens. She even mentioned how there's ash of juniper plant, or ash of juniper, can even totally reverse liver disease if used properly. So tune in to find out. Miss Susan Weed, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And then Wednesdays we have the flagship show, the one that started it all, Main Street Universe. Myself, associate producer Janice R. White, who as well as host of the World of Reggae Party here in Fairfax, Virginia. And of course, our other third host, Brett Hillman, who is a Christian deacon studying to be an Episcopal minister as well, so we kind of have an interfaith element there. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time is our new time right now for Main Street Universe. Then Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, our one daytime show, we have Queen Mother Imaku with her show, Uwat Dau. She discusses the African Kemetic tradition. And a lot of people do forget that Egypt is, in fact, in Africa, not in the Middle East. And she does original language prayers and a lot of interesting things. She puts a lot of information into an hour. That's Queen Mother Imaku, who is our one host who has the, I guess, distinction of being in a tarot deck. In the New York tarot deck, they used her image for the Queen of Cups. So pretty cool right there. And then Friday at midnight, we have Jesse Ann Nicholas George, who was our guest last week, discussing her book, You, Me, Life, Dreams. Again, all about relationships. And I see we have a lot of people online. Her show is on at midnight. And that's every midnight. Active in Compassion in the Midnight Hour with Jesse Ann Nicholas George. Her new book is You, Me, Life, Dreams. So check it out. She's had a lot of interesting guests, including musician, New Age musician, Steve Halpern, who's been high up on the charts before. All right, and I see that our host is here. And welcome, Darren.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Spiritual Insight. I hope everyone's having a marvelous evening, or Sunday late afternoon, depending on what part of the country you're in.
Absolutely.
So there's that, or the world, as it were, if you're calling me from across the pond, or, you know, there's that, too. It could certainly be happening. So, Daniel Michael, how are you, my friend?
I am doing well. I was just typing into the chat room here. And
I see
some familiar faces there. I see Six Captain Supernatural Radio has returned. I've seen him a few times. Gigi and Hanukkah and a few others. So good to see everybody back here and all the very guests. I was actually writing a song this evening before I came on the air. I was coming up with a new song.
Well, that's pretty vibrantly inspirational. So that's good.
Absolutely.
What was it about, may I ask?
The song... not to bring everybody down. The song is actually not down. The song is actually about questioning mortality and questioning, but actually not doing it in such a bad way as I am, someone who believes in transmigration or reincarnation.
Uh-huh.
So, I'll read you the first line. How's that?
Okay.
Time is not an enemy. It's a vessel guiding us. A vessel gently guiding me. Then there's a break, and it says, hear the song like smoke. Through the air it's rising, lifting your prayers to the sky. That's the opening line. So it's
okay,
saying, you know,
so I like that. It's like kind of ethereal connectivity, making prayers and intentions almost be like the human spirit lifting into the ether. So I think that's pretty
exactly. In that way, you're immortal, like you become. Right, at the ending verse, it said something instead of the smoke, it's the song, and they both go back and forth. The note goes into the air, lifting your soul to the sky. So it's like this, just, you know, it's basically it's about life and rebirth and things like that. And it's going to have, this one's going to have like flutes and bagpipes, and it's going to be like kind of slow and eerie and things like that. So
dirty a little bit, yeah, that's cool.
A little bit, yeah, like in the hills or wherever.
Well, after I got off the phone with you earlier, I just had a major spell to do, so I just had to get involved and connect and no, it was great, but I had like Dead Can Dance on Pandora the whole time. So doing that, you know, you get like Lorena McKenna, you get all kind of stuff like that. Lyrics.
Oh yeah, and this song's gonna have that feel to it. Not all the songs on our new album gonna have that feel, but there are a lot of them gonna have like sort of Celtic sounding melodies, but some of them are gonna be harder, a little bit more like rock songs. But some of them are gonna be soft, pretty, and you know, things like that.
Okay, beautiful.
And we got our new name, the Book of Kel. So I've decided I'm rolling with it. I've been telling people about it. None of them liked Gizmo Karma.
Are you kidding me? Can I say that I helped you? I came up with your name because I basically said the Book of Kel just earlier.
Unless, like, my bass player dramatically, oppressively, you know, goes, no way. I don't think they're going
to
do that.
Well, realize it's the Book of Kel. So to change, say, Book of Kel would not really quite work. So.
Book of Kels. Yeah, no, I think it's good because I like the idea of people that don't know the history, the Book of Kels.
It sounds dope. It's research it because it's like the first Christian document in Ireland's history, but they had to integrate all the Gaelic. It's the synthesis of Christianity with polytheism of the Celtic people. So it's.
It's a fascinating book. I was looking more of it up online today, you know, after we weren't talking, and it's a beautiful ancient thing from about the 9th century, I think.
9th century. And I picked a really dramatic, like, anthropomorphic, like a human figure from one of the borders and illuminations of it as one of my first tattoos, so I really enjoyed that. So, cool.
Today, Darren, we're talking about relationships.
Oh, yes. Love and relationships. The beginnings of a relationship. Are we doing the right things? Are we stampeding too fast in the beginning of the relationship? Are we, you know, being too cautious? Or, you know, what's going on in the beginning of a relationship? It can be the most dramatically exciting time of your life, or it can be really, really, really scary and, you know, you can begin to doubt major things about your life that you've never doubted before. You could set up a series of really negative behavior patterns in the beginning of a relationship. You could set up a series of positive behavior patterns that will dramatically change your life. So all those things are something you do think about when you're getting involved in a serious or dramatically effective relationship. So those are some things I think we can definitely talk about tonight. And integrate that into some of our wonderful callers and things like that. So I think that'll be great.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And
I could give personal stories like it was nobody's. We can do the whole album. We got an hour and 15 minutes. It could be all my personal stories, but we're not going to do that. And I could surmise and make, you know, suppositions and stuff like that. We can talk about all sorts of different things that would relate to why, you know, I think it's just important. Let me just make a broad blanket statement. To learn from every relationship that you're in. Learn from everything. And if it ends, then it ends, but take something away from it. Do not replicate the same, you know, things that didn't make you happy. And if something did make you happy and it just went sideways for whatever reason, then take that with you too. Learn from that. Say, you know what, I really liked Freddie, but Freddie, you know, was paraplegic and he fell down the hill and now I can't be with Freddie anymore. So I know I want somebody that has a buoyant personality just like Freddie. So there you go.
And another important thing about the beginning of relationships could be the aspect of, okay, here's the beginning. Are you choosing the same type of bad habit?
Right. All right. What's toxic to you? And what's not toxic? You know, like, those are things to really think about. And if you make that, like, you know, everyone gets out of, when they get out of a relationship, they're like, oh, I'm never going to do that again, or I'm never going to do. You really have to look at, okay, when you said that 3 months ago and you're just suddenly immersed in this situation now, does it have aspects of the I'm never going to do that again? Are you doing that again? And if you are, then why? Or if you make a resolution to, okay, the next person I'm with needs to have this, this, and this criteria, does the next person have any of that criteria? And if they don't, then why not? So there you have it.
Well, we got plenty of callers on the line, Darren.
Sure. Uh-huh. So go ahead and pick one and let's do it.
Going to go ahead. Our first one.
Mm-hmm.
847.
Hello.
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 Welcome.
Hi. This is Jill.
Hello, Jill. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question. You're really, really good with zeroing in on people.
Oh, okay.
I had been friends with someone for over 30 years, you know, over 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I finally got fed up with her and I quit talking to her about, you know, it's been a year. And I'm feeling a lot of guilt. She's done some really nice things for me over the years, but she's so difficult. And I just want to know, is there something neurologically wrong with her? Her emotional growth is stunted. What do you get? And what do I do with her?
Ooh, okay. The first question I ask somebody in this particular situation would be, are you ready to know?
Yes.
Because if you ask me, I have to tell you. That's
yes,
just,
I'm ready to
it.
Know so I can make
that's
peace
my,
with it.
That's my credo.
I have to.
This is a serious thing. You've been friends with this person for innumerable years, and you need to know. So, okay, green, gold, or blue?
Blue,
okay. All right. Jill, can we ask this person's name or not? You want to just think about
it? Yes, Margie.
Margie, okay. All right. Jill wants to know about Margie. She wants to know if there's a chemical imbalance or bipolar or personality disorder or something. What's going on? Okay. One moment, hold please. All right, I just want to make sure, and hold on, let me get a card on it, too. Okay. All right, I think that this person is she has this clingy, like, really strongly grasping sort of personality, but she's really uncertain. But she's trying to convince herself that she's certain all the time. So to me, this person, Margie is looking for validation from the world. And if it's not one person, it's the other person, and it's the next person. It's whoever she puts her sights on to be that target for validation. Sometimes that targets you, and it's illogical and irrational. And you need to constantly feed that validation to her, or she will feel threatened or defensive or wonder why it's not happening. And once you feed that validation, she may be able to move her laser pinpoint or her laser sight over to the next thing. So now I have to dig a little bit deeper and say,
well, why is it, you know, I haven't quite got I've got the personality like the hows, but, or the what, but not the why. So let me ask the why. Hold on.
Everybody there?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks. Yeah.
She, I got the Three of Swords. She's shut down. What you're seeing, who you're dealing with is on autopilot. It's a, I would say 35% of the real personality of her, who Margie is. Severe heartache and sorrow have set in. And she's suffering from clinical depression. The good news is that's the least of the three major psychological or pathological defects that I brought up. But it's still very bad. It's still not good. Meaning, but it's treatable. But she has to do a huge life transformation. She needs to release a lot of the pain from the past. So I got the Three of Swords. I got the Seven of Swords inverted. She's not certain about anything, but she acts very certain about little day-to-day situations because she focuses on the minutia of the problems because it's easier to do.
She's
just easier.
Oppositional defiant disorder. She's difficult. There's never any peace. She doesn't think. So
it's constantly grasping for validation. If she's confrontational, it's because she constantly wants to be validated. She constantly
okay.
wants to win. She wants to, you to give that deference. And what I'm seeing in her energy is she wants to reach out and hug you. That's what she wants. And if what's coming out is anger, it's because it's grasping. She's at her wit's end. I don't know. And it's becoming, that clinical depression is becoming, I don't know, it's transforming into something else. At the heart of her being, she just wants love from everybody, but it's coming out very, it's getting scary right now. Meaning, I want to say this, you're dealing with 35% of the whole person's soul. So they're putting that much of themselves out into the world, and so you're dealing with, like I said, an autopilot. She just doesn't know what to do except focus on every little, like the minutia, like I said. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So when she gets combative, it's because the only thing she has is that minutia, the little stupid situational things.
Right.
It's like that person that has short-term memory that is only concerned about what's happening in the next day because they don't have any real depth because the other 65% of them is not available.
Right. That feels
right. And she loves you because you appreciate her. And you deal with her bullshit. And lately you haven't been dealing with it, and she's mad now. That's what you're dealing
right.
with.
Right. Why is she so emotional?
Heartache.
What
it's heartache.
To her
it's the three,
in her childhood.
This is your card
so...
to know the secret of where it started from, the Three of
okay.
Swords. Okay. So you can look that up online and spend some time with that if you want. That means someone destroyed her hopeful, like beautiful, soulful part of her. Intellectually and emotionally, and
okay.
stabbed her in the heart, okay? That
okay.
happened somewhere along the line, probably early, and then she tried to pick up the pieces, and she probably didn't have a lot of luck after that right away, and now it hasn't gotten better anytime soon, and she's relied on her friends, she's relied on family, and those people are continually, as the years go by, getting energy pulled more and more, and she's becoming more, all that 65%, it wasn't at 65% right away, it was probably at like, you know, like 25, and then at 35, and then she's still really there, but she's not, now she's barely there. You're dealing with that person that is on autopilot.
So you feel everyone's feeling the same way I am?
Oh, yeah. She'll
like
never let you know that.
Tired of it. We're middle-aged now, and we're tired of it.
Yeah, uh-huh. I had to cut somebody. It makes me cry. I had a really good friend in high school, best friend type of person in high school. He's not my best friend now, but we were really close. But just negative, always negative or jealous or grasping, always needing me to, oh, well, I guess you don't want to hang out with me. I guess we're not friends like that. You know, always this going back, and then you talk them down off a ledge, and then they're okay for a week, and then it goes right back to it. They find something else. They take a personal offense, too. And it's life's too short. If you really care about her, and then she needs to seek help, and she needs to have the she needs an aura cleansing, she needs probably some medication, and she needs to start transforming her life with a ladder of positive things to focus on.
You know, and then she gets upset with me that I'm not always doing things with her like we did when we
That's
were 15 and 20.
That is exactly it. Exactly.
And I'm not 15 and 20. I don't
want
to go out and get poured on, you know?
I'm telling you that I lived through the same thing with somebody.
Really?
And
so you're not friends with them anymore?
Yes, I lived through the same thing. This person, and the thing is, when you look at that person's life, they don't have a lot of other people in their life. They don't have a lot going on. They don't have relationships with the opposite sex because it gets intimidating for them. Or they look at it as very functional, like it's a sexual thing and that's it. And they don't know how to be a three-dimensional person. And it's like, you know, and I told him, I'm like, I think he's a year and a half older than me. I told him a couple years ago, I'm like, we're almost 40. You better figure this shit out. Figure it out, man.
Exactly.
Like, women aren't whatever sort of misogynistic term you're calling them. You know, what are you talking about? You're not, you know, don't reminisce to me about high school. Are you kidding? High school? Are you joking? I've lived 5 lives since high school. I've lived all over the country. I've, like, experienced, I've connected with deity forms. I've transcended, like, my astral self. And you're talking about what we did in high school. I have to leave that behind. So I'm hoping that she will be on board with you and be able to transform. I'm giving you my story because I'm trying to relate and tell you that I've been through it, and it was not easy. But I had an explosive conversation with this person, not last Thanksgiving, but the one before it. And he literally woke my family up because he's yelling on the phone.
That's when mine was. Same thing.
Thanksgiving?
He flipped out on me.
Are you kidding? On Thanksgiving?
Right before.
Because why?
Right,
because you had to focus on your family, right?
And I haven't talked to her since then.
Good.
And it was nodding and judging and poking fun at me, and, you know, because I've been trying to work through some of my stuff. Because I come from a very, you know, dysfunctional, abusive family. I'm trying, and she understands is that I'm not doing anything with her. Well, I don't want to get in a car with 8 people because that's what teenagers do or whatever you do when you're young. I don't want to do it anymore. It's not fun.
She's not growing up. Some people are very good at being manipulative as well, or, you know, at the end of the day, you have to look at what's happening in the relationship.
Right.
You know, at the time I was engaged to my wife, and, you know, I had to leave, and she was going into the doctor or whatever, and he called me Thanksgiving morning and started giving me this whole thing about how I should not leave my fiance because she's going to the doctor or something on Thanksgiving. And I had to go on a trip, and he made me feel bad about it. But he's just doing that to upset me because I don't have anything to do. You know what I'm saying? It's just these little devices that you're probably dealing with similar to, like, you know, manipulation, emotional manipulation. And this is someone that's known you for so many years that they can do that so easily. So I can say this. They're not – it's just you can't have a passive solution to this. It's got to be very – very strong and assertive, and I couldn't find a solution for mine. I just basically said, I can't talk to you anymore, and that was it. Okay, and that person's kind of going off the deep end, and I wish them well, and I pray for them, and I still do once a week, but that's about all I can do. For you, you might want to tell her that, say, look, as friends, we need to, you know, I would like to try to help you if you're willing to go, you know, do these movements with me, and if not, then my life is going to be spent in positivity.
Right. And peace.
And peace. Peace is worth its weight in gold. Peace is worth more than gold. Peace
I
can
know.
Be you be sitting in a tent outside with no money and you're at peace, you're fine.
There's no peace with her.
Then, yeah, you can't do it anymore. You can't do
no,
it.
No, I can't.
And if you know it's going to be like climbing the Pyramid of Giza to get her to change or make steps to change, then you know the answer already for what you need to do.
What
and
has
maybe you
she
did
shocked that I, like, quit talking to her? Is she shocked mm-hmm. that I didn't put up with it this time?
But you've been doing it for so long.
These right,
people
I've just
need
been
a reality
letting it
check.
Go.
These people are like, they're like eco-terrorists. They've been dumping garbage on your soul for so long, they just think that they can continue to do it.
Right.
You don't put up with it. Maybe I won't talk to them for a year or 6 months, or I won't talk to her for 3 months, but then I'll call her one day, and she'll sit and listen to it, and, you know, no. There's an end. Life evolves. If you're the person that knows how to evolve their life, then you're going to make a change here. If you
then you'll
get over it and you'll draw back into this cycle of negativity. And I think you're stronger than that, Joe.
Yeah, I
do
too.
Mm. So good. I'm happy for you. Okay. And you know, I would say give her a call and maybe at least let her know that there's ways for her to help herself. But you know, the call's going to be a waste of time. And you know, it's going to
be
nothing but a bunch
so
of.
She's so defensive
like,
too. She can tell you what to do. But you can't say, the tiniest thing, she's light, she's defensive and attacking. But then she can't take anything, but you're supposed to get over it.
And, you know, her energy just went, all I saw was somebody reaching out and embracing the crap out of you. You know that, right? And holding you so tight, like they just didn't want you to leave. But it was almost like to the point of, like, really psychotic behavior.
Yes.
So that's what's coming out of her mouth is to demean you, so you're dependent and looking to her to feel better about yourself, which is just the worst. It's the worst tactic. It's just terrible. So you're dealing with someone who's not a sadist. They're just very fragmented emotionally, and they just constantly need to be paid attention to for whatever reason. And lately that's been her tactic, is to be a bully. But
right, exactly.
Whatever it is, it might be now in a couple of years, it might be a different tactic. Who knows? But basically, I can tell you this, as a spiritualist, her energy just wants to constantly hold you and keep you around.
See, and I'm trying to let go of her, but I can't get her off her mind, so I'm thinking if it's energetically she still has her tentacles in me.
Oh, she could be doing all. I wouldn't put it. No, not at all. It's grasping. I told you, grasping.
Okay.
I ask my spirit guide, and I get a message, and it's grasping. This person has you like this, like claws, like in your back. So energetically, you set up a boundary around yourself, your house, and you say, I want to release, you know, if you talk to any agencies, spiritual or whoever, you know, you want to ask, and just say, look, I want to be released from Margie, this and that, and go on my way and go on my road and move forward.
Okay.
I want to be lifted to the higher energy. Archangels are always good. You know, mammoth elemental deities. You don't want to ask anybody like, you know, Pan or somebody to, they don't care. They would probably laugh and think it's funny to keep this going probably. So, okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Always good to talk to you.
It's interesting that you were in a similar situation so you can relate. Thank you.
I'm telling you. That's when I wouldn't do it, you know, no matter what we went through from age 14 or whenever, he woke me up and I was at my uppity, you know, like very, oh my gosh, it made my goose. I'm at my dad's house and they're a little, you know, everyone needs to be quiet and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So nobody, I don't need to get in a screaming argument with a friend from high school. That's ridiculous. About what?
Right. Right, and it's not about anything. It's about drama. Something.
It's about nothing. It's about nothing. So I didn't need it in my
exactly.
life. So that was the end of that. Okay, good. All right, well, thanks
Thank
for
Thank you.
Jill.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Have a great evening, and thanks for calling Spiritual Insight.
Again, if you guys want to get a hold of me for a private consultation, dbucare, and that is at gmail.com, or you can give Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo on Bourbon Street a call, and I'm there Monday through Thursday.
And we saw a band from your neck of the woods not too long ago, Darren.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
One you might know, the brass band Rebirth.
Oh, are you kidding? Are you joking me?
Yeah, they were up here
yeah,
in
Rebirth is an institution here. Everyone goes every Thursday.
They were up here at Tally Ho Theater in Leesburg, Virginia. The big, nice, like,
they're one
the
of
venue
those groups that gets national notoriety, that really does well nationally, and we all love them for that, and they've been a local favorite for, you know, with some revolving members for the last, like, 19 years. They've been doing really well, so.
It's a big brass band, a lot of members. It's going to happen, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, I mean, it's 19 years. Things change.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They're great. They're a lot of fun, and everybody here loves them, so I could
high energy,
definitely
high
vouch
energy.
For that.
A lot of high energy.
Oh, they're great. I mean, it's just, couldn't say a negative word about them, really. It's amazing. You don't need to like any certain type of music to like the Rebirth brass band. There's just no, you know what I mean? You just go and enjoy.
It's just a fun kind of slamming the high energy presence.
Mm-hmm.
The girls.
Well, and they're all, everybody's good. They're
yeah.
not just somebody they just decide, oh, let me just pick this trumpet up here or this trombone or whatever. It's just, no, they're really fantastic.
I love how the drummer, he was hitting his cymbals. There was a guy that had a giant bass drum, and the bass drum was bigger than him almost. And then he had this little tiny cymbal, and he was hitting it with a screwdriver instead of a drumstick. I guess he just liked the way it sounds.
Yeah, no, that's the way a lot of the street musicians here are in brass band collectives. That
yeah.
play in major venues, but they also play out in front of Jackson Square, where occasionally you have, not me because I'm in a store, but you have some, you know, your tarot readers out there, and everybody just interacts with each other. It's great. Pretty cool.
All right, Darren, we have another caller here. He's been on the line a whopping 49 minutes. 256, welcome to Spiritual Insight with Darren Bouquet. And thank you for being
Hi.
Patient.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. How are you this evening?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm...
Do you have a relationship question or?
Yeah. Mhm. I just want to make sure that I'm following my intuition. I broke up with someone about a month ago, and I started talking to this guy at the gym. In fact, his trainer is his twin brother, and his name is Brandon. But I just got some vibes that, you know, just things weren't clicking. And I, you know, I just told him, and sometimes I can be straightforward. I just told him that, look, it just seems like this is not working out, and I just don't want to talk anymore. And I just want to make sure that, you know, I made the right decision with that.
Okay. His name is what?
Brandon.
Brandon. Okay. And what was the thing with his brother again? Like, it just, he's your personal trainer?
He had a twin.
Yeah, his brother. Twin brother is my personal trainer.
Okay,
yeah.
So is he still your trainer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you like him, you want to keep him, that's no problem there, right?
Oh, yeah, it's no problem with his brother. His brother is actually nicer than
Okay, so I just want to make sure that was so cool. Okay, one moment. Oh, blue, yellow, or gold?
Gold.
Okay, one moment. Okay. So, Kimberly let go of Brandon, and she wants to know if that was the right thing to do. So, let's see. Hold on. Show me.
Okay, the first thing I'm getting is you're just a little, it looks like you're not ready. From what I would, my feeling from my spirit guide was you're not ready for whatever energy he's putting out that seems
okay.
A little bit open to movement, to forward movement. And I'm just getting prickly energy from your end that I see two people, and then I see your end as being a little bit more either cautious or what you would say even clinical about just looking at the sterile about the situation, like you're not maybe taking it completely seriously. So let me pick some cards here on it. Hold on. Which is cool. If you're not, that's not, you're not there yet, well, then that's fine. Okay. Eight of Pentacles. Okay. Okay. All right. Is what's going on with work, Maddie? Okay. What's going on with work right now? Because I get the Eight of Pentacles. That's a lot of work.
I'm a teacher, and he's a teacher too. But
okay.
I'm a teacher, and I've been teaching. 10 years.
Let me say this. I got the Eight of Pentacles, which is about you busting your ass, working really hard. You're getting recognized for some of the good work you're doing. But I also got the Hangman. That means if you take it to the next step, you'll be sacrificing a lot, but learning a lot from the experience, and you may open some doorways for yourself in the next like 6 months to a year if you keep on your path.
Okay.
So, that can be really great. But then I'll have nothing to do with Brandon. So, here's the thing.
I know.
I don't think you're ready. I just don't think you're ready right now for maybe what he might be ready for. And if he didn't tell you, I'm here to tell you that he just didn't tell you. I think he maybe semi-decided to pick you. Like, you're it. Like, maybe this is what I want to sign up for. That's really beautiful, but you're not quite, I don't think you're quite there yet. You're not all in. Your energy's not in. He's a person, I see his energy form approaching you, and you're translucent. You're not all, your energy's not all there. Where your consciousness is there, you're looking at him, and you're interacting, but you're not all in it yet. You're still a little bit guarded. And just a little bit particular about who you involve in your life. And when you're ready to open those doors to your heart, then you'll be ready. But I think that you have to tippy toe into it. And I think that you're sensing his movement and his energy, and it's feeling like it might just not be exactly what you're ready for.
Yeah, but just his actions, it didn't seem like he was ready for anything, to be honest with you.
It was slowly moving towards yours, and you were not on board. He was not. If I was him sensing your energy, I'd have been like, I'm not sure what's going on with her. So you want me to? I mean, what's your? If you're asking me what the question is, should I have let him go? I don't think you're ready for whatever he's interested in. Now, maybe he figured that out sooner than you did, and, you know, you're the one that let him off the hook, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what makes you say that he's not interested in you?
In other relationships I've been in, if someone was interested in me, they would call, we would talk. Our conversations would be 3 or 4 days in between. When he saw me, you know, he'd probably speak, but there was no real conversation. So, to me, it was like he wasn't interested.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can say this. What I saw was his energy form slowly moving towards yours methodically, like a tortoise creeping up on you. With an intent. That's what I saw. And I saw you being very cautious, careful, and clinical about exactly what was going on and not really letting him into your energy. So he didn't step up his pace at all. And then eventually you were like, yeah, I don't know. And you just cut him off. But you weren't, he's not showing up in these cards right here anyway. So you want me to ask a more poignant question? The question is, why did I do the right thing? The answer is, you're not ready for whatever's going on with him anyway. That's the answer.
Okay.
Are you interested? Now, if you knew he was really into you, like I'm saying, would you give him another shot?
Yes, I would. I really would, because I really liked him. But what I was getting was, you know, it's not, he really wasn't interested. That's what I was feeling.
Okay. Well, I got that he don't move fast, but if I see bright energy, that means that's a vibrant person that's ready to just do all kind of dynamic stuff. I saw like a gray, like cream-colored energy, where it was still good. I mean, I could see it filled out, but it was moving, approaching you slowly, like, you know, carefully. But you were like an outline where you weren't totally there. So I can say this, that men, we don't, you know, we know when someone's just going through the motions and we're not, you know, so maybe he didn't think you're somebody that could be real with him. That's not the case. Now, maybe at some point you could change that. I don't know. So let me ask you. Hold on.
Okay.
If she gives him another chance, what we have to look forward to? Is he really going to take advantage of it?
Yes.
I think you two could do this, okay? But you need to be a little less. Oh, those are beautiful. I think you two can do this. I think you two need to be a little less date cautious with each other. I think you're both doing it. I see you showing up here as the Empress. Where somebody can empower you as someone who is the matriarch, or it has this administrative, you know, this is somebody that can make you their queen if you want to give him a chance and not be so cautious about it.
Okay.
But you broke up with him, so how is he going to feel if you, I mean, how'd you do it? Was it, like, really scary? Because I'm not feeling like it was super scary or nothing.
No, I just told him that, you know, I didn't feel that he was into me. I basically what I told you.
Okay, and what did he say?
I didn't give him time to say anything. I didn't want to talk at that time.
See, look at you. See, you are tough. You are tough, Kim. You gotta, you know what I mean? People get that. He didn't know he could handle all that. You know, he's gonna have to dig and get to the nice, relaxed Kim. And maybe he doesn't have that strength for that. I don't know. Maybe he got scared. I'm not sure. Do you guys work together in the same school or something or not?
No, we don't.
Okay, well, that's safe then. That's a good thing because he's not factoring that in. So I'll take one more second here. Hold on. Let me look. Hold on.
Does Brandon really like him?
All right. He doesn't know if you're the kind of woman that wants what he wants. And do you know anything about his family? Does he want like a family or what? Do you know anything about is he traditional?
I don't know.
Because I got the Ten of Cups, and the man is very sensitive right now. I can tell you that he's very sensitive, and he's kind of feeling out what his options are for a nice lady that has the same similar traditional values. I got the Ten of Cups. You know what the Ten of Cups shows on it?
What?
A whole little family sitting out in the field playing with their cat and the thing and honeybees flying around. You know, he wants that orgasmic, beautiful, like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what my life is, this idyllic situation. And, you know, he wants to take his time and spend some time with somebody and get to know him and then slowly come to some realizations about what he wants to do with his life and who to spend it with. And he thought maybe you were one of those people that, you know, could talk to somebody once or twice a week and then make some plans on the weekend. And I don't know. Maybe other men get wrapped up in you, like really wrapped up in you. And he's a confident, comfortable person, and he just wanted to let's date, take it slow, and figure this out.
Oh. Okay.
So if you have time, you know, if you have time and patience to just deal with maybe get to know each other a little bit, and he's not aggravated with you, I would say, hey, you know, I was just really crazy that week. I'm sorry, but, you know, I would like to get to know you a little bit better. So if you do have time, you know, yeah, let me know. Give me a call. And then you could pick up the stick again. I don't think it's a loss completely.
Okay.
We have to get over ourselves as people. It's not always that easy. The first 3 months are make and break a relationship.
I agree. No, I said I agree totally.
Yeah. And if the other person's not willing to maybe be patient and wait during the first 3 months, then it's just, they're just going to move on.
Yeah.
You know, so he has to be patient with you and some of your cautiousness, and then you have to be maybe patient with his slow roll on the thing and then see where it goes, if you're really interested in him.
Okay.
Then maybe he's used to be playing that lead anyway. He's the one that, did, you know, he sets the tone, the tempo. And you're used to somebody just being all up in your face every second. So this is you two learning about each other. So I think that's good. I think that the Ten of Cups is like perfect family, perfect life together. So the fact that it even showed up in the four cards I picked, that's a positive right there.
Okay.
Okay. So good.
Okay.
So give them a shot again. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. And I'd like to add to that, Darren, that also, remember, men are trained to be distant. I don't want to reveal it.
Yeah, we totally are.
We're totally trained to be distant.
We don't call a girl every day.
No. No, we're trained not to look like a barrier between looking an interested stalker or just lame.
We get called those. Look, if you meet a girl, and I don't care if you've been out with her twice, if you call her every day, you are a definite stalker. Like, that's it. She goes into the office and says, oh, my God, creeper town, stalker. That's what she says.
Yeah.
And I'm 39, so believe me, I'm not, like, 22. But that's the same people. I mean, you can't – you have to have, you know, keep your friends in the loop, do your thing, and get to know each other. And then if you start really getting cozy and loving and all that, then you can be a little bit more crazy, you know. But man, we're not trained to do that. You're totally right, Daniel.
And we've all made that mistake. And been, you know, a really nice
what?
Guy that calls all the time, hey, how you doing? You know, before we were, you know, training kicked in.
Well, I'll say this too. And Cam, you seem like an awesome chick, but maybe some of those other relationships you had that were where the other person was up your butt like that was probably that's why it wasn't good. Because whoever it was just went crazy too quick. And then you had to be the heavy in the situation and tell them to slow down. So obviously that dynamic is something that didn't work as well. So obviously that needs to change. So this might be it.
All right,
so
Darren. We have 35 minutes left. I just want to let everybody know. We have very active and lots of people in the
chat
room.
We have 35 minutes left.
Yes, 35, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of callers and a lot of people in the chat room. And
okay.
The next caller is 484, who's been waiting for a whopping 53 minutes.
Okay.
Welcome.
Hello?
Boy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who is this? What's your first name?
This is Tonette.
Okay, hi. Do you have a question about beginning relationships and things like that?
I just wanted to know if you actually see anybody moving in to live with me in my home anytime soon.
Okay. Do I see anyone moving in? Can you tell me your name again? Because you cut out right when you said something.
Donetta.
My name is Donetta.
Again. Oh, all right. Okay. Hold on. All right. Blue, green, or gold? Or, yeah.
Green.
Green. Okay. One moment. Okay. Do I see anyone moving into your home? Just a moment. Yeah, but are you moving out?
No, I live there with me and my daughter, and we've been living there for over 4 years.
And you want to like sub out an apartment?
No.
Or you want to have somebody in there with you?
I just had the feeling, and I keep seeing the word.
You're not your energy is not ready for that. But if you want somebody to move in there, you can get somebody. Here's the problem. Your energy is not ready for that. If your energy is ready, then, I can tell you this. The Six of Wands means you can manifest this if you want. Do you have a lot of room in the house? I mean, you guys will have your own space with your daughter? Will you have your own space?
Mm-hmm. I have a 3-bedroom, but I keep getting the word February. I keep seeing the
word Oh, you can do it in
February.
A month. You can do it in a month. Yeah, no. I got the Six of Wands. It means you can do this. But my spirit guide is telling me you're not quite ready for whatever. You're not. Your energy's not. It would be a little weird. So this is what you want.
Somebody that's
like family. And then maybe give it 4 months. And then, go ahead.
I just feel like there's going to be a friend that I know that's going to have an issue probably by the end of January, beginning of February.
A friend that's like family. If it's a friend that you kind of know pretty well and you've known for years, but you don't know everything about them, I'm telling you, you don't want weirdness with your daughter. And your emotions right now, they're a little bit fragile. And we don't want you to react to someone. You just got to be careful with people's energy, that's all. Will the opportunity come up? Yes, I'm agreeing with that. Will you be able to manifest this? Yes, I could see that happening. Will that give you some extra money every month? Sure. So I think that's fine as long as it's somebody, like I said, that meets that criteria, that you think of them as family, that no matter what, you'd be there for them and they'd be there for you. I think it's totally fine. I think you should do it, and I think it's a definite something that can come together. The Six of Wands, Wands are structures, plans, organizations for the future. It's that plateau of movement up to something that you've been trying to accomplish. And an extra, I don't know how much, $600, $700, $800 a month, quite a nice accomplishment. So,
I actually had a dream this morning where this person was in my home, and they were wearing like a Flyers jersey, and I was actually there, and they were communicating, saying, do you want to go, and are you hungry, do you want to go out to eat, and I said yes, and I seen us going out for dinner, and with him wearing the Flyers jersey, that just tells me that this is probably going to be happening soon, because it is hockey season.
Oh, well, I mean, look, all I ask is if, is there going to be, the question was, is somebody going to be moving in your home soon? And the answer was Six of Wands, right side up. So the answer is yes. The answer is it can come together. If this is what your intent is to manifest this, the answer is yes. What my spirit guide says is your energy is not totally ready, and that's why you're having dreams about it. It's to prepare you for this eventuality. So that's why our spirit guides send us messages is to say, hey, this might be happening, so you might want to get your butt ready for it.
Right.
So
yeah, and I totally agree with that.
Yeah. So here, I'm going to get to pick another card for you about maybe something that you might want to pay attention to in the next 2 months with the situation.
Okay.
Okay. Be careful about complacency. If you make this happen, you're going to have some extra income. You'll be able to spend more on little stupid stuff, which is great, but what we could be laxing into is this era of complacency. You should be embracing the Nine of Wands in the next 6 months. The Nine of Wands is like getting ready to start college. You have to send in your transcripts. You have to do all this stuff. If you do all this stuff in the spring, then you'll be starting college in the fall. So there's a lot of high-energy organizational movement. But I'm getting this card sideways, so it's telling me you're really having a problem going from, like, hey, I could be complacent with my friend that lives with me because I have some extra money now and just ignore some stuff, or I could be really amping this up because eventually I want to have, you know, our own space with my daughter and figure out what we're going to do in the next 5 years. But so be careful with complacency because this, when you get into this groove of it, it could be 2 years before you shake it off, and that might not be good. So that's just something something you should pay attention to coming up.
Okay. So basically,
which is not necessarily scary or anything like that. It's just.
So basically, this person that comes and needs help and moves in, they stay living with me. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that it's highly possible that it happens for long periods of time, which in essence will eventually take something that's totally comfortable and fun and make it slightly weird and uncomfortable if it lasts like for over a year or a year.
Okay.
And then you're sitting there going, I love this extra money, but okay, now what? You know, what am I doing with my life? Because then you're like, well, they want this, you know, they want to, this is the problem with having somebody like family move in. You can't just say, hey, move out.
You've
got to make sure they're okay. And what if they don't get their stuff together and they don't know what the hell they're doing? And, I mean, you can only give so many suggestions before you sound like a busybody. And so that's where, now, do I think it's going to be a horrible problem? No, I just think that really make sure that you have a plan for you in the future and you set certain guidelines about what the situation is and what your goals are with you and your daughter. So let this person know that you have goals. Like, oh, my daughter and I need to live by ourselves at some point, or we need to have this, or we're fast-tracking these goals. So that way the person understands that they're not moving in indefinitely for the next 5 years.
Okay.
And I don't think there'll be any sort of problem. I just think that it's something you definitely need to keep in mind, to keep goal-oriented.
Okay.
Because as somebody that I can tell you that lived with best friends and things well into my 30s, it's easy to not be goal-oriented. It's easy to just say, oh, hey, you know, for the next God knows how long. So, and you have a dependent involved that needs to know that they're comfortable and doesn't have a random other adult that is not related to them involved in their life, which could be weird.
Right.
So this actually looks pretty good. Just stay goal-oriented. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you for the reading.
Thanks, Tonetta. Have a good Sunday night.
Okay. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Darren, how you feeling?
Yeah, just to let everyone know, if you want to get a hold of me for a private consultation, again, my email is dbucare, and that is at gmail.com, or go ahead and give Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo a call Monday through Thursday in New Orleans. And that's Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo.
All right. Okay, there we have a few other callers and about 25 minutes left. And, of course, during this recession time that occurred, lots of people moving in into moving-in situations. And I've done it myself. I totally was there. I was living in Florida, doing much better now. But when I was in Florida, Florida's economy often isn't good when the economy is good. And that was there, like, in the heart of the crash and was quite literally squatting at one point. And now I'm back up here in the United States, huh? I'm back up here in Virginia. And things are much better. The economy here is much better. And with family, I mean, I pay for an apartment and all that. And but I won't be here forever either.
Well, and that was my point, is that, you know, it might be something that feels, wow, this is a comfortable situation, but we're being adults and being that there's a you know, a dependent involved and a child, and, you know, what is, there's got to be an end game in sight. And it's today.
Unless he has a romantic interest in this person.
Well, then that's a different story.
Yeah.
So if it's a romantic interest, then that's a different story.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and take 956.
Oh,
welcome.
Hi.
Spiritual
Hello.
Insight Moo Care.
Hello.
Hi, I was so lucky.
What?
Oh.
I was lucky.
Oh, lucky, okay. Very lucky.
Oh, you're lucky, okay.
Thank you
okay,
for taking
what is your
my
name?
Call. My name is Tony.
Tony, okay. So, Tony, do you have anything you want to share about beginning relationships, or you have a question?
I have a question about relationships, but I'm not that good at beginning them.
Okay.
There's what you see for me. There's this person that I've been seeing. Just,
okay.
You know, there's a possible future for us.
Is there a future for you?
Yeah, like a more committed relationship.
Okay, so you want something that's a little more serious, and is that where it's moving towards? Okay.
Okay, green, gold, or blue?
I'm going to say green.
Okay. One moment. Okay, we're going to take a look and see about your relationship. What's your, see your neighbor's name again? I'm sorry.
My name or the name of the person?
Your name.
My name is Tony, T-O-N-I.
Okay. And then the name of the person?
The other person's name is Dan.
Dan, okay. Tony and Dan, one moment. Okay, I'm getting a little innocuous energy from him where it's just a little stagnant. I see you reaching out for, like, his face and stuff, and I get a lot of warmth from you, and I just see him not being completely emotionally available right now for some reason,
mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask about where it's going. Hold on. What's going on with Dan? He's having issues, identity issues, with what his dad put out for him and what he was supposed to accomplish, and is he doing the right thing, and is he moving in the right direction, and does he want to be the king of pentacles, which is more money-oriented, or does he want to be the king of wands, that's more socially involved or more organizationally, like, inspirational to people, maybe helping move some ideas forward. So he's really debating who the hell he wants to be in the next 8 years. He's a little stuck. He's a little divided right now. Where do you factor into that?
I'm sorry?
He's not sure, but he's not sure that you're not factoring into that. So I think that, what does he do for a living?
He does prosthetics.
Prosthetics, okay. He wants to do something a little bit more dynamic with prosthetics, but
yes,
he's linked it to something that makes him money. So he's wondering if he needs to pull back and get into the research end of it and create something revolutionary that can really, really help people, or just keep making money and be boring person. So he doesn't know which
he's really divided right now because he doesn't want to scale back from the money. And in the meantime, he likes you, but so I guess you want to ask me how much he, how does he like you or what's going on? Because I think that might be
how much does he like me?
yeah, let's ask that. Because right now he's just really distracted by figuring out how he wants to proceed with his career. So
he mentioned somebody had offered him a partnership or something, but he wasn't sure.
It's risky.
I guess
it's really risky,
if it works out, he
revolutionized certain ideas about his industry, but he's really unsure. Both cards are upside down. So it means, like, he doesn't know. He's not going to risk his professional credibility and his finances on something that he's not sure about. But when he got this in his head, it's like, wow, he could really go from just some dude that does what he does to, like, some sort of rock star person in the industry that's really revolutionary, you know. So it's difficult. So let's ask, does Dan
really... He's pretty
really
much established in what he does. I know he gets a lot of business because he's been doing it for 20-some years.
He doesn't want to let that go get into some fly-by-night situation.
I think he's comfortable where he's at as far as work-wise.
Well, he's not moving. He didn't do anything, any sort of change, but now he's debating whether or not he should do something. So that's what I'm looking at right now. Both cards are inverted means he didn't do anything about it. He's going to sit where he's at and not react till he's totally sure. That's what it says. So hold on. Okay, I don't know. Okay.
And I don't care.
Hold on, let me ask how emotionally is that.
You don't have a bit.
Have you told him what your plans are with the relationship? Because what I'm seeing here is I get that he's not an abundantly affectionate person, but I'm getting that he really does like you down deep in there. He just doesn't let people in very easily.
Oh, no. I mean, he's very affectionate with me. Very nice.
Okay. Well, he's not. Okay.
I feel like
why are you worried about the relationship? Because
I get
the Six of Cups and the Eight of Wands that says he really likes you, but you're saying you don't know what's going on with the relationship.
Okay, the reason I'm asking is because you said it. Occupied or something, I don't know, at the beginning. It's because he's going through a divorce, and I wanted to see how that was going to go.
Okay, well, I want to tell you this.
I'm
going to be quite honest with you. He's not totally emotionally available. You're not on the radar yet. But he likes you, and he wants to know what your plans for your life are, and maybe you guys can meet somewhere down the line. Like, link up and be really together. But he's not emotionally available. So you're telling me that he's ex-affectionate and stuff. That's fine, but it's not. Does he really like you? The Six of Cups says, yeah, he really likes you. Is he on the map of figuring out what relationship he wants to get into right now? Not really. He's not available for anybody right now. I don't know where my money is, and I don't know whether or not I should go into some different areas. Like, you know, it's not. I asked if he likes you, and the answer is yes. I asked my spirit guide, and I saw him saying, I saw his energy saying, I'm not really available for anybody right now. So
pretty much it's just
so
because
he does
of his
like
career
you, though.
Life.
He probably wouldn't be involved with you at all if he didn't really like you, because he's obviously going through a tough time anyway. So I'm going to say this. This is what you need to hear. You need to give him maybe, you know, let him figure out what's going on in the next 4 months. And just, he's not as distant as he was, right?
No, not at all.
Okay, good. So just let him figure out what's going on with himself in the next 4 months. I saw your energy reaching out to him, like trying to pull his head into what's going on with you to kind of like kind of figure out what's happening with him, and you're just going to have to be a little bit more patient.
Let me ask you, there's a topic as far as children. Does he want children?
Okay. One second. So he's going through a divorce, and he doesn't have any kids, is what you're talking about. And
he has
wondering,
he has old kids.
So that's not what
married.
I'm feeling. I feel like,
yes.
You know, like that's already out there. So if you ask me to ask if he wants children, that's going to be weird, because if I already feel like he has kids, then what's the real question? Does he want kids with you?
Yes.
Okay. One moment. He doesn't want to think about the money aspect of that right now. He's really concerned about his money.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty
much really
the
concerned
problem.
About his money. Look, he's in suspended animation right now for the next 4 months. I'm telling you concretely, do not make any judgments on this relationship in the next 4 months. If you want to keep your options open, then that is your prerogative. But I would maybe not push too hard on Dan right now because he's not totally available to you.
Okay, so I just waited out for the first four months.
Wait it out a little bit. Yeah, man. Call me back. Call Sunday night, 4 months, and I'll probably have something really great to tell you. I wouldn't be shocked.
For every Sunday.
But right now, he's not making any. Look, if you wanted to have a conversation about, hey, us and kids and stuff, you'd probably, like, you'd see this look of, like, you'd like you kicked him in the stomach because it's money stuff right now.
Mm-hmm.
His money is he's not used to that. His money is being, like, divided in half or in fourths or whatever. He doesn't know what's going on. And when I asked right now, I got the Four of Pentacles inverted, which means, holy shit, that's, like, a ton of money going out the window. Because right now he's thinking, like, how much am I going to have to pay for these kids and that kid and how much in alimony? And that's the Four of Pentacles. That's what that's about. And then he's going to have a kid with you. Because then he's thinking, you know what he's thinking? Well, what if it doesn't work out with you? He doesn't know what he's thinking right now. And he doesn't know how to take somebody seriously the way you're feeling right now. So give it 4 months, and then I think that he'll have his head screwed on straight.
Oh, okay.
But in the meantime, you have to deal with having not the exact sort of relationship you want. So that's up to you if you want to wait that long. But okay.
Yeah, we've been together for 7 months already. I mean, things are getting – well, I feel like it's – well, in my part, you know, we're getting close, but – you know, I guess I'm not trying to push it. I'm just taking it day by day.
Mhm. He's got shell shock right now. The fact that he let you in this far is pretty good. I don't think that's bad thing.
No, we've
from what I can see here, the fact that I'll be honest with you, I thought I wasn't going to get the Six of Cups. I got the Six of Cups. That's a good card. That's like, hey, yeah, I really get excited about this person. But there's still that energy of detachment. So it's like somebody who's shell-shocked still goes through life and gets excited, but they need to get over the shell-shock, and he will. Just give him a little time, okay?
Yeah, I think it's all this losing money problem. It's all money.
It's money and worrying.
He's worried about money.
But thanks for calling in, Tony. Have a good Sunday night.
Likewise.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Feel free to call back. She hung up very quickly. All right, Darren, we got 10 minutes and one more caller.
I need to take a two-minute break.
Okay.
I do need to take a two-minute break. So is there something you can play for 2 minutes?
Yes.
Or just play it for 2 minutes and cut it off?
We're good.
Yeah, but okay. All right.
You're listening to Darren Bouquet. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
The power without, divine creator is flowing north, west, east, and south, above and below, sacred, then in space, I am one.
Denise R. White and Queen Mother Imaku. In this
I am one with the spirit, Ashe, Ashe. And that was made by my very good friend, Queen Mother Imaku. That's her song, and I love it very dearly. And tonight, it's Thursday night, 7:03, time for World Reggae Party. And, ha-ha, it's my first year at World Reggae Party from 10-11-2011 to 11-2012. I got a clap machine. Let me get it. So,
folks, that was a few clips and a few songs as Darren takes a little break. And Denise will be doing the World Reggae Party here on Main Street Universe every Friday evening. The time will be established later according to convenience for everybody. And Queen Mother Imaku, sometimes, who's also on our network, had done theme songs that open up her show. And that show airs at FPA, Fairfax Public Access Radio, which is an amazingly beautiful station for a public access radio station and television station as well, and it's pretty inspiring to be there. At one time, Kevin Baird and I had a television show lined up to do a TV version of Main Street Universe, but circumstances changed and he had to move and all that, and those things happen in life. And at first I completely didn't want to do it. I remember thinking, well, A, just for schedule, I remember thinking, why would I ever want to do that? But as soon as I got there, I was just totally inspired by the studio they had. It was really quite modern and beautiful, and it was so interesting to be around all these people just doing what they love. It was all these people bustling and hustling about at the studios. And then, of course, I met Mary Phelan, and Mary Phelan became a host for us for a while, and that was a lot of fun. She's coming back once a month. Her and Neville, I met Neville as well, Neville Johnston. I love his book about language codes, and it was neuro-linguistic programming book, NLP. And it was quite good about adjusting your language and how you view the world and how important that is and how effective that can be, adjusting your default positions, basically. So it's been a fascinating experience here with the local metaphysical community here in Northern Virginia. And I think it's been a couple of minutes. I guess we'll bring on Darren. Are you ready, Darren?
Daniel Michael, yeah, I got to sign off for the evening, but I wanted to thank everyone for calling in tonight. I really appreciate it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I got to go. So
I understand.
But thank you for calling in to Spiritual Insight, and I'll talk to you again. Again, if you want to get a hold of me for a private consultation, it is dbucare at gmail.com. Thank you, Daniel Michael, for sharing the evening with me and chatting. And next week we'll go into keeping a relationship strong and furthering your goals together, learning about each other, and then building on that. When you're in the middle of the relationship, kind of forwarding that idea. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you, Darren, for joining us.
Okay, and have a great evening.
Have a great evening.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. In 985, I see you're still there, so I'll go ahead and take this reading. So I am a reader myself.
Okay.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I kind of resonated with your voice as well. There's something I really enjoy. I don't know, just the resonation of your voice. I just want a general reading for 2014. I know that's kind of generic, but...
No, I have absolutely no issue with that whatsoever. And what I'm going to do, very simply, we have about 4 minutes left, so I've got to be quick. I'm running over to get my car.
Oh, sure, that's fine. Yeah, just some insights about...
Things happen in life, folks. And here I am. I'm actually going to be reading from the Horizon Oracle, created by my friend Mr. Kevin Baird. It's an original. I didn't create it. My friend Kevin Baird created it. It's a set of oracle cards. But any divination works just fine when you open yourself up to it, whether it be pendulums or stones or banging on a drum. And I saw some great shamans in the they had symbols on the drum and someone was banging on it, and where the stones landed, that was the message. Anyway, one jumped out at me.
All right.
I'm shuffling, and okay, general reading. I'm gonna go with this one.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to say that something, a misunderstanding or something that hasn't been making much sense or being misjudged and things like that is going to start to settle. It's the setting sun and the one before it was a different card that means sort of someone's looking at you, judging, maybe the way the world is seeing you or measuring you. I'm seeing that some of that false judgment is going to settle a bit, and that things are going to be better. I also see that the very important one that's jumping out to me the most is a card about really good communication, opening communication. It's the understand card, and it's like people understanding you, you understanding them, and keeping your communications open.
Okay.
I'm also seeing, again, this one lays into communication. This is a very kind of odd reading about communication. It's not specific about things like love and money and all this. It's all about finally maybe others listening to you. And through that, maybe them also seeing what you want. So there's a lot here about opening communications. So whatever's been going on is not about, okay, I don't know what's going on, but if you open the doors and open communication and really speak... And I'm picturing someone maybe north of you visiting or asking you to visit. So I'm seeing this thing. All this is all about communication, all these cards. It's all about being seen. Even the last card is the listening card in reverse. So that's like listening, or are others, listening to you. So this is definitely a year. In fact, the communications could involve past lives and letting go of old burdens. This is a lot about letting go and reconciling and communicating. That's what I'm getting from this.
Okay.
In order to move forward.
All right. So it's about past lives.
I was saying one of the people involved in this may be someone that's been, with you for quite a while through many lives. But the general reading of this, and I know we're about to run out of time, we got about 12 seconds, but it will still be in the archive. In the archive. And we can keep going after off the air, and it will still be in the archive.
Can we? We have some additional minutes, correct?
Yeah, so there's a lot about opening doors of communication and making sure they're clear and making sure they're understood.
All right.
And again, I'm just going to go ahead. Yet again, this one is somewhere during this process and during this year, you will meet a very close friend. It's a soulmate card that can mean either friend or friend. But it could just mean friend. And
oh, my God.
So by opening communications, getting out there, this is really about getting out into the world, communicating. You'll meet a very fascinating person, or if you have already, by opening the door, they'll become more involved, if you understand.
Oh, okay. I have somebody already. Yeah, I do. I have somebody already. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, but the soulmate can be about more than just a... It's not always romantic. It can literally mean there's great like-minded people. Like, you might, through going out and communicating and networking and things like that with whatever it is involved with or interested in, you'll meet, like, this really like-minded person that may end up being, like, a lifelong friend.
Wow.
Do you have certain interests or hobbies or maybe something you think about? I thought of pursuing this, but... You know, I'm not sure. And then maybe through opening those doors, you meet, like, great new... It's very positive. It's a very positive general reading about opening doors of communication and maybe meeting, like, a great sort of lifelong, almost best buddy type, the type of person you call and can call almost any night and talk about something if you were so inclined to do so.
Right. Okay.
Makes sense.
Wow. Okay. I have a friend in India. His name is Vinay. I wonder if you could pull a card for him and see if it's him. He's from India. We have a lot in common.
All right.
He's been communicating an awful lot, and I think he wants to open up more lines of communication, and I've been holding back, just a little holding back about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm seeing...
What's he about?
Yeah, there is definite... There's a little bit of blockage here, because I switched to the tarot, which I sometimes...
Okay,
It's the Eight of Swords, which is feeling not sure, feeling, you know, the boundaries and the barriers and all the swords, if you're familiar with that card.
Right.
It's a woman that's sort of tied up and blind and unsure.
Right.
There's intuition in major arcana way because then it's the moon afterwards. And again, those are mysteries and they're unsure. He feels like that things that he tried to build in the past came crumbling down. It's the Nine of Wands reversed. So there's a reservedness, just like one of the people Darren had. But there's a potential for success here because the Nine of Pentacles was sort of in... that was one that sort of popped out as I was pulling them out, you go with them. It wasn't in a position, past, present, or future, so I'm calling that a potential, if that makes sense. So there's a potential there, because Nine of Pentacles is a Nine of Coins, it's success, and it's all these things, and it's abundance, but there's definitely, he's really reserved because of things that have crashed down, or that he's afraid of crashing down from, you know, stuff from the past. And so it's the moon, it's the quiet intuition. I think it's going to be some time, but like we said, it was a general reading for a year. So I'm also seeing you going out and communicating with others, as well as keeping your communication open in general. And so it plays into it because you did say this was about a communication, and it's just somebody you've been communicating with from... abroad. I would still say I'm definitely getting a powerful feeling of getting your feelers out and you're communicating out with many others. I'm definitely getting a strong sense of that. Doesn't mean the other one can't work, but it's definitely a message of keep your options going and keep them open. Because I know sometimes we think we want the one option. And it's true, and it's powerful, and it's not logical, and all those sort of things when we try to make things sound logical. But, you know, eventually time has a way of handling these things. So long story short, keep your communications open. Keep getting out there. Keep talking to others and being a good listener. And I see a potential for a really good meeting of a relationship within this year. But I do have to go now. We are running out of time. And feel free to call back and call back for Darren, too, on Sundays. Or Kevin is a reader, too, on Mondays. We have two reading shows on our on our little Main Street universe. It's a little network, six shows here on Blog Talk Radio. And we do sometimes do readings on Wednesdays as well, either Brett or Janice or I. So I thank you for calling. And again, keep your communications open. I'm open. There's patience here, just like the other reading from Darren. It seems to be the theme tonight of patience. Patience and slowness.
Right.
But keeping your communications open and not letting what others think of you get in the way at all. There's all that sort of stuff in this, too, because the first one was the measuring card, and that's one where it's someone eyeing you up and they're not really getting it right. You know, so that's the importance of the communication. To make sure things are clear, you know, to make sure they're not misinterpreted.
Okay. That makes sense. All right. Yeah, thanks. Excellent reading.
Thank you.
Thank
have
you
a great
very
night.
Much. Yeah.
And we're here every Sunday. Darren Bucher, he also reads at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo. I don't know if you saw that on the marquee.
I live in New Orleans. Well, I live across from New Orleans.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's where he
I did for a while. I lived in the Persian Gulf, and now the Persian Gulf. the Gulf, as they call it down there. I lived in Pensacola. That's why I was thinking the P.
Yeah, I'm moving to Alabama in a couple of months. I have to leave this area, and I don't want to, but I'm going out towards Mobile. It's going to be nice. It's pretty up there by Gulf Shores. So I'm looking
it is.
Forward
it
to
it. It is.
That.
I lived
nice
there.
Change.
I was broke when I was there. It wasn't good for me.
Yeah.
I had to come back up here, but that was right in the heart of the recession, too, you know.
That's too bad. Sorry to hear that, but I'm looking forward to Alabama. I think it's kind of pretty around there in the Gulf Shore area, which isn't too far.
It's very pretty. I saw some of those areas in Alabama when I was there with some of the work I was doing, and it was very nice. But anyway, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Yes. You have a good evening. Thank you very much. Yes. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Thanks, everyone. You're listening to Spiritual Insight with Darren Bucher. Have a great evening. I'm Daniel Michael, and you're listening to the Main Street Universe Radio Network, the network reminding you that the mysteries and possibilities of the universe are closer to Main Street than you may have ever imagined. Have a great evening.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.